I think you've stated it quite accurately. I would only modify it slightly. At the radiation laboratory, while my first assignment was to make modulators to drive magnetrons, my principal experience was as head of the fire control division. And the first thing that I did was to, essentially with my own hands and with the assistance of a few associates, build the XT-1, which stood for Experimental Truck Number 1. We took that over from the Air Force when they labeled pursuit airplanes P-1, and if it was experimental model, it was an XP-1. Mm-hmm. Now, at the Rad Lab, there were many divisions and sections. So there was one section that did nothing but magnetrons. Mm-hmm. There was another one which did nothing but receivers in the broad bandwidth required.
Mm-hmm.
There was another section that did nothing but antennas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my division, Division 8 on fire control radars and Army radars, was a systems division.
Mm-hmm.
And we would call on all these various other divisions and panels for support.
Mm-hmm.
So our principal job was in systems design,
uh-huh,
and to do such development as necessary for which there weren't specialized groups. Now let me explain that.
Mm-hmm.
The first task that I was given by DuBridge and the competent committee was to design, demonstrate automatic tracking by radar, mm-hmm, of aircraft. So that required servo mechanisms, which for which there was no standing group.
Mm-hmm.
It required engineering of very skilled, very specialized mechanical antenna mounts.
Mm-hmm.
It required the detailed analysis of tracking characteristics and how do you build an optimum servo mechanism, mm-hmm, which was dynamically responsive to the problem for fire control, yet would not lose the target by having too long a time constant,
yeah,
to put it in, yeah, vernacular.
Uh-huh.
So as we progressed, not only did we build a demonstration model on a roof, but also the XT-1 mobile unit, and we demonstrated that to the military. We also built brass board models and had, for example, a company like Shoe Machinery build the antenna mounts to essentially our specifications.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Signal Corps was so busy on its own radars and carrying out the maintenance and training for existing radars, my division had to essentially find the manufacturers who would put it into, mm-hmm, production, train them, qualify all their designs in detail, check them out, and we had to also feed in information from the other portions of the radiation, mm-hmm, laboratory as the microwave art kept, mm-hmm, improving.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when the 584 came out, Signal Corps radio number 584, it was really up to date, had the most modern, mm-hmm, designs of all the electronics, which came from the came to the companies through my division as our function as the engineering program responsible group.
Uh-huh.
But the principal design of the system to meet a military requirement was the responsibility of my division.